Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is what? Good. Yes, He is. God is good. We thank Him for this day. We thank Him for His mercy. We thank the Lord God for His protection, His divine favor. And He is our shield of defense. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Everything we need for this day, our God has truly supplied. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Minister. God bless you. Hey, everyone. We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And I am Pastor Margaret Lee. I thank you for joining. I thank you with all my heart. And I am prayerful that God would say something that will make a difference in our lives this morning, that is just not coming on just to be coming on, but that we're pulling on the Lord to hear from Him. Amen. To hear from Him, to even speak of issues that we have that we haven't told anyone about. This ground is holy ground, is sacred unto the Lord. And we are here at the fifth watch, there are eight watches in a day. And we're here at the fifth watch. And it is our duty to pray for and intercede and worship the Lord. Let His praises be heard in the earth. Hallelujah. That's our assignment. And as I had said before, there are personal watch hours that God has for so many of us. Sometimes we wake up 3:00 in the morning. Oh, Lord, I don't know why I'm up. I can't sleep. What is it? Lord, help me go to sleep. But that may be the hour. That may be the time that God wants you to turn or come out from the bedroom into your prayer room or that special place, or just sit up and begin to pray. That may be your hour. Some people, 12:00. It depends on what your hour is, but pay attention and ask the Lord to speak to you. And after that, you just go right on off to sleep. How about that? God is good. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. He has assignments for all of us. Yes, He does. We're just not here on our own. Amen. We're here to do a work for our Father. Amen. And so I'm going to begin to call Mother Dunlap and Minister Dunlap my co-hosts. So they are the co-hosts of this ministry. Amen. On this broadcast. Hallelujah. Because you're so faithful and your heart is so pure about it. And so, I thank God for being the co-host. Well, we all the co-hosts. Jesus is the host. How about that? Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we just co-hosting. Amen. Hallelujah. But I love you both so much. And I thank you for your faithfulness to God. God is faithful to us. And not just the three of us, but He's faithful to His people. He's faithful to mankind. Yes. If He wasn't Jesus, Jesus wouldn't have been here, you know. Amen. But He was faithful, and He loves us in spite of us. He loves us. So we thank Him for being with us this morning. We thank, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I just have to slow down when I say it. I thank God, the Almighty God, for being here on this broadcast with us.
Amen.
We welcome
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. We welcome Jesus as we welcome those who will be coming on.
Amen.
We are grateful. We are grateful. And we are humble because God doesn't have to do it.
Amen.
And we, as we pour out, He pours back into us. Amen. As we make sacrifice, there's no great sacrifice that we can make that His for us is not great. Glory, glory, glory. He wouldn't have it any other way. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank Him, as you often say, Mother, I thank Him that people can tune in.
Amen.
Who can't get to church or they can't fellowship with others, but they can tune in. And
yes.
We're prayerful that they will
yes.
be able to hear and a word of encouragement or empowerment, a word of healing, just a renewing and a refreshing that would a word that will revive them. And build up their confidence that they are loved by God.
Yes.
The scripture
Amen.
Says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So
yes.
How can people know his commandments are? And how can they love him if they don't really have that relationship with him? So that's what we're wanting to encourage people, to have a relationship with God. You can have your own personal relationship, oh my God, with the God of all, the maker of the heavens and the earth. You have the opportunity for him to be your father if you're not saved, if you have not received him, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior. And there are those who said they have received him and they don't understand and they don't seek a relationship with God.
Amen.
They seek relationship with people. They seek a relationship with pastors. And sometimes some of us all have been in that place when we were infants. But we are to seek that relationship with God. And how do we begin to do that? We sit and talk, have a little talk with God. We read his scripture. It's filled. His scripture, the Bible, is filled.
Amen.
With encouraging words, empowering words, understanding and knowledge of who he is and who we are to him. And what he is willing to do for you and to do for me.
Amen.
And to do for us individually and personally. It's a good thing to be in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And when we learn our God and know him, oh my God. And you know, each and every one of us are still striving for that ultimate relationship.
Thank you, God.
Learning to trust him even the more.
Thank you, God.
But we set our hearts and our minds and purpose in our heart to have it and to maintain it. Amen.
Amen.
Maintain that relationship because we want it. It's
Amen.
Good to need him, but it's another thing to want him.
Amen.
I want a relationship with God. I
yes.
want him to be my father. I want him to be my master. I want him to be my Lord. I want him to be my king. I want him to be my God. I
yes.
want him. I need him, and I want it. Hey, glory. I want this.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Want it.
Yes, Lord.
With all my heart. when we want it, want him. Hallelujah.
Glory, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mother, would you take us to the throne of grace, please, this morning?
God, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for letting us rise. Thank you for a beautiful day we never saw before, Lord. God, just thank you for you. You're welcome. You're welcome, Lord. Oh, Father, God, let your spirit guide and direct, Lord. God, send us a rhema word this day, Lord. Thank you for encouragement. Oh, God, we want you in our lives, Lord. We want you. We need you, Lord. Oh,
yes,
glory. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
We can't do without you, Lord. You are our source and our help. Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory.
Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God,
yes,
special angels about us this day, Lord. Oh, Father God, direct our path, our mind, and our heart, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for rising with joy of salvation in our hearts this morning, Lord.
Yes,
oh, Father God, we thank you how you're blessing us, Lord. How you're directing and how you're leading us, Lord. Oh,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus, you say when we've done all we can do, Lord, stand still. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See this,
oh,
salvation.
My God.
Oh, merciful God, this morning, Lord, we thank you. Ooh, we thank you how you blessed us and kept us, how you blessed our families. Oh, Father God, thank you for your healing.
Ooh, glory.
You let us have activities of our limbs and our going and our coming. Lord, keep our minds stayed on you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Keep it, Lord.
It is in from the hands of the enemy, Lord.
Yes,
direct
Lord.
Our path, Lord. We thank you, Father.
Thank
Lord
you.
God, this morning we love you, Jesus. Have
yes,
mercy
Lord.
On us.
Have mercy.
Oh, God, thank you for all your blessings you sent our way, Lord. How you blessed us and how you kept us, Lord.
Yes,
Bold
Lord.
Bless us to please you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless
yes,
your leaders everywhere, Lord. Oh, God,
Lord.
Encourage your spiritual leaders, Lord.
Oh,
your pastors
yes,
and your elders. Elders and your prophets, Lord. Bless them this morning, Lord. As they rise and shine, Lord, give them confidence. Help them to look up and enjoy
yes,
and rejoice in the spirit of thee, Lord. Oh, Father
thank
God,
you.
In the name of Jesus, I just thank you for what you've done
thank
for
you.
Me, Lord.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
My eyes and especially, man, Lord. Anoint
thank
my
God.
Ears. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint
yes,
this. Hallelujah. Ooh,
glory, hallelujah.
Lord, thank you for the faithful you are. We thank you,
yes,
Father.
Lord, thank you.
Father God, we thank you for the doors you have opened, Lord God.
Oh,
in the
my
name
God,
of
yes.
The ways you have made for us, we thank you, Lord. We praise
thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
ooh,
Lord.
Lord, the honor and praise belong to you, Lord God, in the name
Almighty
of Jesus.
God.
Lord,
yes, Lord.
Thank you this morning.
Thank
oh, Father
you.
God. This morning, Lord. Oh, God, shake them. Bless your peoples everywhere. Bless my family
yes,
in New York, Lord God. Bless
them. Yes, Lord.
Keep them by your side, Lord. Stir up their pure minds, the hearts, and the sense of their duty, Lord. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Give them, Lord. Encourage them, Lord. Oh,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
God, heaven, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. Oh, God, bless St. Paul's members in a special manner, Lord.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for all things, Lord. Oh, God,
yes,
bless
Lord.
This thing. We want you to be pleased. Hallelujah, God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever you do for us, Lord, we just thank you, Lord.
Thank
oh, God,
you, Lord.
Bless God, bless his wife, Lord. Bless the members,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
The whole
LBI. Oh, Father,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Help Lord, help them all to look up and live and be encouraged.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the shut in the prison, Lord. Bless somebody
Almighty,
rich. Hear the word of the Lord. Oh, God,
yes,
bless
Lord.
The rich. Be blessed, Lord. Touch them. Hallelujah.
Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hear that they might hear what the Lord say. You, Jesus,
yes,
say
Lord.
To the
Lord. Almighty
oh,
God, yes.
You are able, Lord. Bless some
yes,
soul
Lord.
To be blessed, Lord. Ooh, bless some
yes,
soul
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For your opportunity, Lord. Oh, yes, God, Lord. Thank you for supplying our needs, Lord.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, for your spirit this morning. We thank you for the joy this morning.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, help
thank
us this
you,
morning.
Help
thank
us,
you,
Lord.
This is all that you say. Give thanks unto the Lord,
yes,
oh God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We just praise your name, Lord.
Praise your name, Almighty God.
Give us a word this morning, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Live,
oh,
Lord.
Glory. Yes,
God,
Lord.
Oh, God, bless, Lord.
Oh,
bless
yes,
the
Lord.
Morning, Lord. Every
yes,
oh, God, you say, let the Spirit make intercession. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo.
God, we thank you. God,
thank
we
you.
Praise you.
We praise
oh,
you.
Oh, we praise your name, Lord.
Oh,
we thank
yes,
you.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
For lifting the praises to you this morning, Lord. Thank you for our relationship with thee, God.
Yes,
oh, God.
Lord.
Lord, we are your children, Lord.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us, Lord, at your feet and armor that you might use us. And get the
yes,
glory.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, this day, Lord. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, God. Oh,
thank
God, bless
you.
It. This day. Thank
yes,
my whole family,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you how you're keeping us, Lord. How you're taking us through, Lord. And helping
yes,
us
Lord.
To open, help us to endure, Lord. How you're just leading us on to victory, Lord. We
yes, Lord.
God, we have none other but you, Lord. Hallelujah.
None other. Yes.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, bless. Bless Brother Charles in a special manner.
Yes,
oh, God.
Lord.
Lord. Oh, God, help him to keep the joy of salvation in his heart.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you how you have accomplished this, Lord. Oh,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God. Thank all the help you sent us all, Lord. It
yes,
all
Lord.
Belongs to you. Do
all
supply.
To you.
You take us
yes,
to Lord.
Lord.
Oh, God, you do all make good. Us strong. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory
salvation.
To your name.
Thank you for the Holy Ghost that brings all things to our remembrance, Lord. Thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Your knowledge. That we might feed our spiritual souls. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
This morning, Lord, there's nothing too
thank
hard
you.
For you.
Nothing,
to have faith,
Lord.
Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Glory,
oh, God.
Hallelujah.
This morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
hey,
you, Lord.
And we all belong to you, Lord.
All belong to you, you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
God. Thank
you, Lord.
You. In a special manner. Keep our body healed and our mind feed on you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for giving us opportunities, Lord. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Bless our surroundings and help
yes,
us
Lord.
To witness everywhere we go, Lord. Bless the soul.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, your blood is sufficient, Lord. It is
yes.
done and it's well with our souls, Lord. Oh, God,
yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And we praise you, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the
thank
name
you
of Jesus.
Hurt dangers, Lord. And thank
yes,
you
Lord.
Keep this morning, Lord. Oh, God, bless the bereaved, Lord, everywhere this
yes,
morning.
Yes, Almighty God. Hallelujah.
In a special manner. Give us anointing of first, Lord. Give them more
thank
faith.
You, Lord.
And, oh, God, bless that family, Lord. Oh, God,
yes,
confidence.
Lord.
Give them a rhema word this morning, Lord.
Almighty God.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
And anoint Sister Alma, Lord. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
You see. Lord, you see the condition, Lord. Nothing too
yes,
hard for
you.
The will to be. And when it's all said and done, ooh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Lord. We thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So in Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, amen. Yes. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for that prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We stand in agreement with it. And we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for the manifestation of the prayer request. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have some others that we hadn't got permission to call their names out, but we just ask the Lord who He knows who they are. One
yes,
by
Lord.
One, And we ask, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some are sick, hallelujah. Some need surgery, hallelujah. Some spouse is not well, hallelujah. Some is in a place of decision. And we just place them on the altar. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank the Lord for touching each and every one. We ask the Lord to remember at the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia. There's so much murdering going on, and we just need God to intercede right now on our behalf. It's just like a stirring up, like an ants pile, and someone just took a stick and just started disturbing the ants pile, and they're just going, just running rampant all over the place. And I suspect it's a way of exposing, oh God, things that we don't want to talk about. And we know that it still exists in this nation. And we need God to turn things around. We need God. We need Him. We need Him to change the hearts. The law cannot change the heart, but God can change the heart of men. So we ask God to change the heart of men, not only in Atlanta, but all across these United States. And some get frustrated with me because I don't talk about how great this country is. But when you're in a place where we are right now, we don't need to pat ourselves on the back. We need to go before God and humble ourselves before Him. Hallelujah. Yes. Repent. Hallelujah. Yes. For the things that our Father and our great fathers and great great fathers have done and committed in this land. We all need to acknowledge it. And none of us have clean hands. We've all sinned against God.
Amen.
We've sinned against you, Father.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And we ask you to have mercy on us.
Ooh,
have mercy on us. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, you've had good people in this land. But we've sinned even when we kept our mouths shut. And saw sin, and we didn't say anything. Sometimes we didn't even pray to you, God, to make a difference. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Yes, we have sinned against thee and thee only, and we've sinned, Almighty God. And then we want to do things, oh, God, and we want to command you to do things. Oh, Lord, God.
God. See
Almighty
God forgive God. Oh God.
Oh, forgive us, Almighty God, please.
Thank you, God.
You're so good. And you have blessed us, but we now bless you, Almighty God, Almighty God, for your goodness, for your kindness, for your mercy, for your grace, for your peace, for your joy. Almighty God. Our salvation, Almighty God, all throughout the ages. Oh, when we read, we see, and man did that which was pleasing in his heart. Man did, every man did according to their way and their heart. Oh, God, have mercy on us. Forgive us for going and doing as we want. And not seeking you and how you want, because it has felt good to us and it felt all right to us. We didn't see, or we turned our backs to what you call holy, what you call right, and we did and are doing what is right in our, what we consider right in our own eyes.
Amen. Oh God, take us through, Lord. Oh God.
Yes, Lord. Oh God, so we repent.
Yes, Lord.
Almighty God.
Oh, thank you,
oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Oh God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Oh God, your will, your way, not ours, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty God. The truth is just the truth. Almighty God. Almighty God. Oh, God, we put on masks. We go in the corporate world. And we say, this is how we have to act. And we can't bring that church stuff up in here.
Amen.
Oh, God. The earth belongs to you.
Yes, Lord.
Almighty God. We have a life that you've called us to live and a standard. That doesn't matter the job, the position. It does not matter, God.
My God, help us, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I'm in corporate. I can't do that. A little lie don't hurt. This is how we do it here. Almighty God, help us. Oh, God. And you clearly gave us a Psalms.
Yes,
Psalms 1. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name, Almighty God. Oh, and you tell us good how to live. How to live. We're, oh, God. Psalms 1. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Oh, God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see and that we may walk according to your will and according to your way.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. That a generation coming can see what it's like to see what it's like to be holy. To see what it's like to be righteous. Hey! Not in our own eyes, but in your eyes, God. To see. Give us every opportunity. Fill our mouth with words that we can tell the next generation. Oh, God, that they don't sin against you. God, we need you. We need you like we never needed you before. And we have always needed you. Almighty God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Psalms 1. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
A righteous man, a righteous woman taking ungodly counsel. We have to pray for the lawyers we go to.
Yes,
they can give
Lord.
Us ungodly counsel.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The advisors, the financial advisors, some will go to, they can give you ungodly counseling.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Well, they went to school for that, okay. Cutting edges, cutting corners, doing this and doing that. The next day, we know we done got ourselves in a big situation.
Yes, Lord.
Because we got ungodly counseling.
Yes, Lord.
So the scripture tells us to lean not to our own understanding,
Amen.
But in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Sometimes that flesh will speak to us.
Amen.
And we just swear we heard from God.
Amen.
But we have to pray and ask God to make sure we know his voice and we don't disobey when he speaks. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
It says, blessed is the man, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Amen.
Even some of that stuff we watching on television.
Amen.
Going in our ears, it has no business. And I speak for myself. There's a program that I like. And I'll catch myself watching it. And it's old. And you figure it's so good. But when you start looking at it, you see that it was starting they couldn't bring it all to us at one time. So little by little, it leavened the whole load. And now we can't hardly watch television for all the profanity. All the pornography. Stuff that we're, years gone by, Mother, you know, they never would have seen it on television. No such thing as the family hour anymore. Murder and killing and adultery. And we're fantasizing all these things. And it's looking good in the eyes of the young.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God, save the devil, oh, God.
But his delight, verse 2, is in his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night.
Day and night. Amen.
Day and night. Sometimes we say, I'm just too tired. I just turn on the television just to have some noise on. I can't read.
My.
But the word of God is what we need to turn on.
Lord, heal the land. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
And it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Yes, Lord.
You know, people say, oh, I see you with this and I see you with that. But is this my season? We've discussed this before. My season may be a dry place for now.
Yes.
It may be. But I got to be faithful where I am.
Yes,
I got to know that God, and then when I look, I see that God is taking care of me. I got a roof over my head, clothes on my back.
Yes, Lord.
He make a way for transportation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
And some people, how long they going to be like that? That's none of your business. That's personal.
Amen.
It's between me and God.
Amen.
Suppose I was Moses. We were Moses. He had nothing to do with nothing. He was cast out in a floating ark for a purpose, a little baby.
Amen.
End up in Pharaoh's house,
my.
Doing well. Then end up in a desert place situation.
Yes, Lord.
All because God has sent him on this earth for a purpose.
Amen.
And we see what Moses' purpose was.
Yes.
But guess what? Each one of us was sent here for a purpose. And we go through situations and circumstances to build us up.
Yes, Lord.
To strengthen us. And then we'll listen to people and say, well, you shouldn't be going through this. And you, how you know that God
Amen.
Shared the plan, my plan with you?
Amen.
Because it look at Jesus, his whole life, but it was his last 3 years.
Yes, yes.
The last three.
Amen.
So we learn to embrace God.
Amen.
We don't know where it is, but let's begin to encourage each other to see the goodness of the Lord, regardless of where we are in our season. When we ask God to do some things for us and look like it's not going to happen, I'm still on this faith, and I don't know, I'm still going. Let's try to remember to encourage each other. God is with us. Ask God. What is it that he wants us to know? What is it that he's saying to us in this season? That's the most important thing, you know, when we're going through that, we ask God, what is it, Lord? What are you saying to me?
Yes, Lord.
You know, and yes, he know that we hurt, and he know that things that he knows is not, is difficult, but he says, come to me. Come to me. I'll make it easy for you. It's like you'll go through it and you'll say, whoa.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
But sometimes we have to feel those places.
Glory
that
God.
When he bring us out, that will be, we realize that was that weight that we had to take and pump our spiritual muscles. And I'm not just saying that for a Trini saying. I'm saying that where he wants us to be strong. And as we go through, we get stronger and stronger, and our confidence in him builds.
Thank you, God.
Okay. And situations and we can get lost in our purpose because we, life situations is flesh, you know.
Amen.
And but we still have to remember that God knows where we are. God is with us. We just got to get that, let that sink into our spirit. God is with us. God is with us regardless to the season we're in. God is in full control.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We thank him for his anointing.
Yes,
his anointing power in every area of our lives and on us. Hallelujah. We thank him for it. We thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That make going through easy. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We thank him for the written word. Yeah. Because we can find peace in the written word. We can find contentment in the written word. Paul said he learned, regardless to the state he's in, he learned how to just rest in God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We've got it. We, all of us, I'm talking to me as I'm talking to you and all who will come in later. And we have to hear it, and it has to. We have to grab a hold to it, and not let go of it.
Amen.
We have to grab it, and not let go. Hold on. Something came to me this morning, and I was saying, "Oh Lord," he said, "Now wait a minute. You telling people to trust me and faith in me." You got to have it too. So, what am I saying? Just for a moment, it tried to overtake it, and he had to remind me, I do for them like I do for you. And he will. And when we see it, that's our testimony. When we come through like pure gold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gold is rare.
Yeah.
Remember that. Gold is rare. Gold is rare. Who God?
Yeah.
But when we come forth, we'll come forth as pure gold. Fit for the master. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I come forth. Oh, come forth as pure gold. And we remember this is not our home. This ain't my home. This is not my home. No.
Glory. Hallelujah.
It's not my home. It's not my home.
Yes, Lord.
He just sent me here.
Yes,
for his purpose. Just pass it through. He said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. I know the thoughts that who is that I, that pronoun? That's God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Out of all the people, all the universes, he know you.
Amen.
And he loves you. He knows the strands of your hair. He knows you. He know you by name.
Thank you, God.
He put you in North Carolina. Oh, my God.
Thank you, God.
He put me in Georgia. That was his doing.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. He knows where we are. He knows. He knows. Regardless of all the technology and all that's moving in the earth, God knows. There are many other things that's going to come, but God will allow man to, what's already here. And that's the one that loves us this morning. Great God. Hallelujah. He knows what season we're in, and we thank the Lord for where we are.
Thank you, God.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for what he's doing and what he has shared for us. It says that he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit. Listen to this. Bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Yes.
His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Amen.
Isn't that sweet? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just wonderful? He knows your season. All right, your fruit. I may not bear fruit when you bear fruit, but I'll do it in my season.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
My season. Your season to bear your fruit.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all about the season.
Yes, Lord.
You know, it's all about the season.
Yes, Lord.
And right quick, we're going to read Psalms 3 and 5. I like this, especially for your night scripture. I lay me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustain me.
Thank you.
Now, let me just read all of it, Psalms, the third chapter. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hills, Selah. I lay down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon Selah.
Thank you, God.
It's sweet to be called a child of God. It's sweet to be called by his name. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? And isn't that just, it's almost like a miracle when the scripture opens up to us and we see him as our protector. We see him as our shield of defense. We see him as the love of our soul. We see him where he has allowed us to know what their season is not your season. Just be faithful where you are in this season. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. Yes. I am your strength. I am your God. Be faithful. Yes. Be faithful. Be faithful. Psalms 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Be bless thee out of Zion.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're learning to bless God. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right where we are, right in the middle of where we are, in the middle of what's crazy going on. But there's goodness because God is with us. Hallelujah. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us.
Thank you, God. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 13th verse. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I send, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's good right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's good right there. So we can continue to pray.
Amen.
For the land and for forgiveness and and for the people, we can do that.
Amen.
And we pray for one another, and we pray that God will be done. Amen.
Amen.
And pray that we accomplish what we need to accomplish for God. We need to pray that we will accomplish our assignment.
Amen.
Don't get weary in well doing. You reap if you faint not.
Amen.
And these are the things that we want. We know we're here to pray, but we can pray and prayer will, it works miracles, but we have to be reassured in whom we are praying to, that we know without a shadow of doubt. And we have to hear the word of God. Oh my God, the written word of God, that he has allowed to be put in a book for us.
Yes.
That we can grow stronger in him. That we can become wiser in him. And strengthen in him.
Yes, Lord.
We can do that. We can do that. When we put our trust, when we can read this Bible, we should be like when we go to the doctor. We look around to see where he went to school, he or she went to school, and we want to see their credentials and all of that. But when Jesus told us to go and share what he has told taught his disciples, and they were supposed to teach. But now, if we are to go and tell to the lost, and we don't have any word in us,
amen.
We need to know our God, and we need to know the word of God.
Amen.
We need to know that. Not so we can stand up and be prideful, but at the appointed time, the set time, we can open our mouth.
Amen.
And we can speak a word of knowledge. We can speak a rhema word to somebody to make a difference in a soul's life.
Amen.
Psalms 24, starting at the 7th verse. It says, lift up your heads and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. That should make you feel good. He is the King of glory.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. Mighty in all his ways.
Yes,
strong.
Lord.
Our healer. Our deliverer. Our solid rock. Our hiding place. Our mighty fortress is our God. God, let it sink deep into our souls. Let us never forget. Almighty God. Let these words be life-changing. Which they are. Let it manifest to our lives, Almighty God, that we'll be pleasing to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just into reading scripture, and we're going to go to Genesis, the first chapter. And we just pray that God just give us revelation knowledge, that he open this up to us and build our confidence, that without a shadow of a doubt, we know that he is God and he's God alone. And we know that he loves us. He's the one that made us and none other. Hallelujah. He's the one that has blessed us. He's the one that made and brought us back into right relationship with him through his son for the love that he has for us. We know that, hallelujah, that no matter what state we're in,
amen,
and no matter the weapons form, they won't prosper. Have confidence. When
amen.
We hear the word, he gives us clarity and understanding by the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost, and we welcome the Holy Ghost in every area of our life. Yes,
amen.
He's not a phantom of our imagination. He's realer than real. And whatever we need to do,
thank you,
he leads us and guide us to it. And
yes,
Lord. Thank you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. That had to have been a breathtaking sight to behold.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. The day that dawned, ooh, called forth by our God,
yes,
Almighty
Lord.
God.
Ooh. Thank you.
And then when God said this in verse 26, first chapter, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Think about it. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Oh, yes, he did. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. God is good to us.
He's so good.
I mean, when we think about it, he is so good to us. And he made this earth for man. And there is, my vocabulary is limited to the beauty of the creation day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To see the hand of God and the voice of God and the Spirit of God moving across the face of the waters. Nothing could resist when he spoke.
Amen.
The heavens, the angels, Almighty God, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, our closing scripture, and I just love it. I just love it. I just love it. Let me read. We have a few minutes. I can read 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, that's Numbers 6:22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, listen what God said to say, the Lord bless and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom, peace, completeness, wholeness, nothing missing and nothing is broken.
Amen.
Our closing, our benedictional scripture is Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Until
God
we
bless
meet
you.
Again, have
yes,
a
Lord.
Wonderful day in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace and go in love.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you.